I think, for the public reading. It would be good if someone would read for us from verse 5 to the end of the chapter. We might not go over every verse in its minute detail, but and we'll see perhaps if we get further than that, but that will be quite a bit for us. If someone would read from 5, I know that, well, let's go from 4, because there are questions on that, and it's important that we cover that. Judges 14, beginning with verse 4.
Judges 14, starting at verse 4. However, his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord, for he was seeking an occasion against the Philistines. Now at that time, the Philistines were ruling over Israel. Then Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother, and came as far as the vineyard of Timnah. And behold, a young lion came toward him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so that he tore him as one tears a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or mother what he had done. So he went down and talked to the woman, and she looked good to Samson. When he returned later to take her, he turned aside to look at the carcass of the lion, and behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the body of the lion. So he scraped the honey into his hands and went on, eating as he went. When he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them, and they ate it. But he did not tell him, or he did not tell them, that he had scraped the honey out of the body of the lion. Then his father went down to the woman, and Samson made a feast there, for the young men customarily did this. When they saw him, they brought 30 companions to be with him. Then Samson said to them, "Let me now propound a riddle to you. If you will indeed tell it to me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 linen wraps and 30 changes of clothes. But if you are unable to tell me, then you shall give me 30 linen wraps and 30 changes of clothes." And they said to him, "Propound your riddle that we may hear it." So he said to them, "Out of the eater came something to eat, and out of the strong came something sweet." But they could not tell the riddle in 3 days. Then it came about on the fourth day that they said to Samson's wife, "Entice your husband so that he will tell us the riddle, or we will burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you invited us to impoverish us? Is this not so?" Samson's wife wept before him and said, "You only hate me, and you do not love me. You have propounded a riddle to the sons of my people, and have not told it to me." And he said to her, "Behold, I have not told it to my father or mother, so should I tell you?" However, she wept before him 7 days while their feast lasted. And on the seventh day, he told her because she pressed him so hard. She then told the riddle to the sons of her people. So the men of the city said to him on the seventh day before the sun went down, "What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" And he said to them, If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have found out my riddle." Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ashkelon and killed 30 of them and took their spoil and gave the changes of clothes to those who told the riddle. And his anger burned, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion who had been his friend.
Perhaps I'll begin us with the question that was asked, and it's really a good place to begin with. His father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord. He sought an occasion against the Philistines. So the question is asked, and we need to be very careful as to discerning what is the Lord's mind and what is he saying here. I think we can clearly say from the scripture, yes, it was of the Lord, and he was going to use Samson to bring the Philistines into submission. He was going to break the dominion of the Philistines over the people of God. Now, the question is this verse saying that it was of the Lord that Samson went about it in this way? And the answer to that is clearly no. That was of Samson's doing. You may ask me, well, what was the Lord going to do? Well, I can't tell you. He hasn't revealed to us what he would have done, but we know this. And this is the important lesson for us today. God will not lead us contrary to his written word. If we can just get hold of that. When the brother was opening in prayer, I thought, what nice verses to set before us at the beginning of this, that the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This is why we need to spend time in his word. I can't discern. Can you tell me the difference between a thought that you had and when that little line was crossed, that it became an intent? I'll tell you, the book, God's word, is quite capable of doing that. And this is why our ways need to be guided by him. Others perhaps will have some help on this verse.
One of the things that we might add, that was God's purpose from the beginning, before Samson was born, that by his hand the Lord will begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines. And I think the lesson is this: God had brought every one of us into this world for a purpose. We are marked out. You are not here just to go to school, to get a job, or whatever you think that this is a little thing that you are occupied with. God had put you in this world for a purpose. And that purpose is that really to reveal his son in you. Just like Samson was put in Hebrews 11, he was a deliverer. He was, if I could say it, a type of the Lord Jesus in the way he have done victory. Also, you know, the type always fall very, very short. And in the case of Samson, it just disastrously fall short. But God had a purpose for each and every one of us. It is by his hand. Now the foolishness of man, praise thee. You know, Samson went in the wrong direction, but God will accomplish his purpose in spite of Samson's failure. We need to be in the hand of the Lord. If Samson stayed in the area where the Spirit of God was moving him, he would have brought more victory than going into the wrong way. But yet God's purpose, God will move the whole universe to accomplish his purposes concerning his people. And if Samson's failed to be in the will of the Lord will still accomplish his purpose because he has in his heart the deliverance of his people from the hands of the Philistines.
With Gideon, he learned his littleness before he went on a victory. With Samson, because of the way he did things, he killed more people in his death than he did in his life. So we see it's not really the will of the Lord. It wasn't his will for it to be done in this manner, but it was still in his plan for the Philistines to be defeated. So he was going to use Samson either way.